All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Final segment tonight, Frank Habbo and Chris. And again, we apologize for the technical difficulties that we've had tonight based on the phones. Not our fault, but it's just one of those things.
You guys don't mind. Come on.
We've had a chance to have a little banter back and forth and let Frank talk about his football knowledge, which wouldn't take an hour. That's about 5 minutes. We love him.
Imagine.
Next week, guest, Bobby Call. So even if the phones aren't working next week, he'll be in studio. We're good to go.
With us.
And if the phones are working, we will have the VAF's Executive Director, Dirk Kestra, and Dr. Thorpe Davis will join us by phone as well. So why don't we go to Chris Sill now with a little Olympic update, Chris?
All right, guys. Men's golf, the 14th ranked men won the Bank of Tennessee Intercollegiate in Johnson City, Tennessee, beating out Tech, who got second place in that tournament.
And Virginia came from like 10th place after the first day, stormed back to win the tournament. That does not happen in that type of event. It never happens.
In men's soccer, 23rd ranked men come to a draw against Maryland 3-3. That was Friday night. Field hockey, number 5 women are upset by William and Mary. That's a big win for Bill and Mary. Yeah. Women's golf, Portland Rosen finished 8th in the Ruth's Chris Tar Heel Invitational over the weekend. Women's soccer, number
one. That's my kind of tournament, the Ruth's Chris tournament.
Yeah. Lots of baked potatoes and big filet mignons.
Yeah, I don't think that's what they meant, Habbo.
T-bones.
Women's soccer, number 1 Virginia posts a 2-0 win at Wake Forest. And women's volleyball wins a 5-set match over Boston College 3-2. So, big win.
And I was just going to mention, it's a couple of weeks off, but our first basketball guest confirmed, my friend and former teammate Barry Parkhill, will lead us into a basketball discussion on Monday, November 4th, which will be the show that will precede the first basketball game on Friday the 8th against James Madison.
Which will be very exciting in JPJ, won't it, Habbo?
Yeah. I think it's funny. You talk basketball, be it coaches, players, they're having a hard time containing themselves because they all want to be cautious and tamp down expectations. But you get the sense that they realize it could be a special year this year for the Hoos.
They're going to the Final Four, Habbo.
That's my plan. I was watching the Redskins last night. I was telling my wife, I said, that's Jerry's place. That's where we're going for the Final Four.
Hey, why not? Let's just...
Hey, it's like I told the coach. 30 years ago, it's a nice anniversary. 30 years since we were there with our friend Jimmy Miller, a frequent guest on the program. So we're long overdue to go back to the Final Four.
All right, let's talk about these games. Boy, have we got some games. All right, Thursday night, Miami at UNC, Habbo.
I think the Hurricanes get it. I think Carolina continues to struggle, and Miami needs that W because it looks like Miami and Virginia Tech are on a collision course to get the berth in the ACC title game when they play each other in a few weeks.
So Miami is 5-0, and North Carolina is 1-4, and Miami wins this game. Tar Heel fans will start screaming and hollering. They cannot be happy about this.
Well, and that guy, if what's his name? Fedora? What's his name?
Yeah, Larry Fedora.
Yeah, it's only his second year, right?
Yeah. But they won 8 games last year. I know that they went into the season thinking something at least comparable to last year because they had the returning quarterback.
Well, they did. The problem is they lost the tailback. Bernard Berrien went pro. And let me tell you something. He beat NC State with that punt return. And when you got a player that can beat you on one play – and you lose him to the pros, it's hard to fill that void, and Carolina has not done that. They got a great tight end at Carolina, that huge kid. I can't remember his name, but he's a beast. All right, next game. Syracuse at Georgia Tech. I'm not sure how that game's going to turn out.
I think Georgia Tech bounces back. They got beat by BYU last weekend. Syracuse, I think, is mediocre. Go All right. Jackets.
All right, and then we've got ODU at Pitt.
Pitt.
Pitt's going to hold serve at home.
How's ODU doing this year?
So-so. Not as good as they were. Maryland at Wake. What do you think, Habbo?
Maryland.
I think this Caleb Rowe is the real deal, and I think Wake is in trouble in this game.
I mean, Maryland had that one bad performance against Florida State, but Florida State's pretty good. So what? Maryland's 5-1, I think, now.
Is Quickly. Maryland's quarterback back next week?
He's going to have to fight for his job.
He did some work.
He showed some stuff. Florida State, number 5 in the country versus number 3 Clemson. That's an 8 o'clock game Saturday night, Habbo.
I think Florida State goes on the road and wins. I think it's going to be a heck of a football game.
I got Clemson. I think Clemson wins. This is the biggest game at Clemson in a very long time. Taj Boyd has been living for this moment. He's on the biggest stage. He's got his best team. I think Sammy Watkins is healthy.
Oh, I think this game, it comes down to maybe a last possession, a last play or two, probably last minute.
Or Clemson could just flat out go bonkers.
I don't think so.
Florida State came in this season with a lot less expectations than Clemson. They're probably playing a lot looser in terms of
that. Yeah, they're sneaking up on them. I do see that.
And we'll see.
The freshman quarterback for Florida State, Winston, he's a tough customer with lots of skills. I just think Death Valley is going to be a riot. I think it's going to be like a giant party, and they're going to be making all this noise, fireworks. We got 2 minutes.
It's college game day,
I'm going to say Clemson 33-27 over Florida State. I'm giving you a score.
You could be right.
33-27.
That sounds like a defensive match between these two teams. I don't know, man. I think last year was what, 46-38 or something?
I don't know. That's 60 points. I'm gonna stick with my 33-27. Virginia hosts Duke. Must win game. I think Virginia finally gets off the schneid, gets out of the way of themselves, finds a way to win. It's about time. The defense is going to play better. The offense is going to continue to improve. Special teams has improved a little bit. I see more of a complete game by the Hoos. And I'm going to say 27-21, Virginia.
I'm close to that, 31-24, Virginia. This is the season for the Hoos. I mean, to salvage anything out of this year, they got to get a W.
Quick, Chris, your pick. Quick.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to score points to have a chance in this.
We'll say
34-31 UVA.
All right, what a game.
I'll take that.
All right, so next week's show, quick reminder, former UVA defensive back Bobby Call in studio. Can't wait. We also have the VAF's executive director, Dirk Katstra, and Ortho Virginia's Dr. Thorpe Davis will be joining us, breaking down the injury report. Again, our apologies. There have been phone technical difficulties tonight. So Ahmad Hawkins, Chris Horn, and David Nediff could not join us. We will reschedule them. They are great guys, and we hope that they got these text messages and emails and over-the-air messages tonight because we miss them. They're great guys, and we've appreciated their support in the past.
Well, it's given us a little opportunity to go back and forth on what was a disappointing loss and look ahead and talk a little hoops, a lot of different things here.
All right, Virginia's going to beat Duke, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right,
it's unanimous.
Doug, thank you so much. A new
board op stepped in when Jesse the Body Ventura got hurt or injured.
And I thought he did a terrific job with the phones.
He did a great job with the phones. He just turned them off. You know. Doug said, heck, I don't need any more complications.
At any rate, as always, we thank you for listening. Go Hoos, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night at 6 o'clock.
Go Hoos. Hoos.